Hey, Peter Navarro here with the latest podcast and Substack. Buckle up, baby. A short story, America's stock market in the eye of the hurricane. Hi, Peter Navarro here with our weekly economy and market wrap for the week ending September 15th, 2023. And things are getting more interesting every day. For much of the last week, it looked like a pretty nice little bounce back for the bulls after last week's losses. I watched this action with particular dismay as the bearish financial news of the week simply did not support any bullish sentiment whatsoever. It's like we were in the eye of the hurricane. A particular note was the latest news on the inflation front, indicating not only that inflation was heading back up again after some months of respite, but was also likely to lock in for the longer term. Something that yours truly has been warning about for some time. Now, if you play the short side of the market in times like these, note I don't recommend it for most folks, because market movements happen far more quickly on the short side, and it is far easier to get burned. But if you do, you have to have steely resolve when you see bullish moves like those in the earlier part of last week to hold on to your convictions. Friday, however, the short side got resumption. A mini Black Friday, and now for four out of the last 5 weeks, it's been a bear's lunch on Wall Street. It was indeed a steep little dive on Friday, and by the end of the week, the NASDAQ fell by 1.56%, while the S&P 500 fell by 1.22%. Of course, if you were an investor holding SDXU, the triple short exchange-traded fund for the S&P 500 I've been talking about, that was a nice little gain. Again, however, I don't recommend this kind of play, and I'm not giving stock market advice here. I'm just trying to explain to you how the game on Wall Street is played. To wit, rather than go on margin to bet big and face a possible margin call and total bankruptcy like in the old days, these leveraged instruments allow investors to satisfy their appetites for higher risk without completely falling on their swords. As to why the markets fell on Friday, it may have been the start of the strike by the United Auto Workers against the auto industry, serving as the catalyst. For details of this strike and the role of Bidenomics in precipitating it, please do check out my last Substack, where I reprised what was probably the most fun 48 hours I had during my 4 years in the White House. This is when I was able to settle the last auto strike on behalf of President Trump after it had dragged on for like 30 days. For me, this new strike came as no surprise. As I detailed in my last Substack, even though we deplorables who breathe through our noses are supposed to be dumber than the corporate types on the other side of us, every UAW worker who has to feed a family knows damn well that inflation has been going up faster than wages. And the only way for these workers to insulate themselves from declining real wages is to make sure a cost of living adjustment, or COLA clause, is in the contract. The UAW members did lose that COLA back in 2007, and winning it back is going to be a big part of the negotiations. Yes, the UAW members need and deserve a COLA and should get one. But the bigger picture here is that once COLAs are institutionalized back in labor contracts, In the light of these tight labor markets which we're facing, that will reinforce the wage price spiral that the Biden economy is already beginning to suffer from. Such a wage price spiral was the bane of the 1970s because it made inflation virtually uncontrollable. Ergo, my bearish posture towards the market. And my gentle warning to each of you is that these are the times where it is critical that you boost your financial market and economic literacy in order to protect your job and preserve your wealth. If I can help you a little bit in that effort with this weekly column, I will have fulfilled my Substack mission. As for other news that caught my eye last week in the financial press, I would be remiss if I failed to point out the very latest treachery and treason of Elon Musk. The backstory here is that Musk has made a very big and bad bet in communist China by building the biggest electric vehicle plant in the world in Shanghai. The very clear devil's and dragon's bargain Musk has made is to repeatedly kiss the derriere of the Chinese dictator Xi Jinping in exchange for access to China's slave labor, pollution havens, massive Chinese government subsidies, and very dirty capital. Musk, as a capitalist run amok, kisses said derriere by praising the socialist economic model of China, by turning a blind eye to the horrific human rights abuses of Xi Jinping, and in the latest outrage, by publicly claiming that Taiwan is a part of communist China and should be returned to mainland control. Never mind the 100 million plus Taiwanese living in one of the world's more vibrant democracies, the geopolitical and strategic importance of Taiwan, or the fact that if America loses Taiwan's semiconductors to the communists, we're screwed. Pardon my French. All I can think here is that God does indeed work in mysterious ways. In this case, he gave Musk, a total sociopath with a massive IQ, to invent all manner of things, but left out the requisite genetic material to make sound moral and ethical choices on behalf of mankind. One way or the other, through artificial intelligence or Chinese communist domination or whatever, Musk may wind up doing us all in. All right, that's enough for the soapbox. The key takeaway here is that cash remains king, and such cash is now offering a healthy return in money markets. Risk remains to the downside in the markets, and the worst is likely to come, perhaps for a long time, starting with a dreaded market correction. As I often do, I'm offering a free coupon to my Substack subscribers to take my online course in strategic macroeconomics for business and investing. Give it a spin if you like. Hey, it's a $20 value, and I promise it will be a pleasant journey and perhaps a quite profitable one. Just click on the link at the website at my Substack, peternavarro.substack.com, peternavarro.substack.com. At any rate, that's it for this week, and I hope that you will pay close attention to these financial markets. They are a leading indicator of what's going on in the economy, and that's why we tune into them at least once a week. Peter Navarro, thanks for all your support and prayers. Out.
He's written for the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times, and now he's writing for you at peternavarro.substack.com. Get the latest updates related to the Chinese Communist Party's invasion of America. Read Peter Navarro's weekly market recap to protect your wealth. Get the inside scoop on all the things related to Trump 2024. All this information can be found at peternavarro.substack.com. Discover both the blueprint and the battle cry for taking back Trump's America. Subscribe today at peternavarro.substack.com.
Look around and tell me what you see. Every day, more people in the street. Said I used to work in a factory. Right now, I don't work for anything. It's not me, but my family I wish to feed. Not much, 'cause we've got simple needs. Too bad they sent our jobs away. As the CEOs get richer, that jobs all move offshore. We go to the store and spend our money. Send all the dollars overseas. This ain't the land of milk and honey. This is the land of trade and college degree. He dreamed of running a factory. Now he's back home, living with mom again. 'Cause there's no bright future for a working man like him. Store and spend our money. Send our dollars overseas. And this ain't the land of milk and honey. This is the land of trade and greed. We go to the store. Spend our money, yeah. Send our dollars overseas. Whoa, this was the land of milk and honey, and now it's the land of trade and greed.
Mike Lindell is the armor-piercing shell. He's always trying to get better. He's got this new thing called MyPillow 2.0. It's a dramatic technological innovation in the basic pillow. And it's selling like hotcakes. And if I can help him do that so he can pay American workers and pay his legal bills, I'm more than happy to do that. And that's why it's great having him as a sponsor of this show, and I urge everybody out there, go to mypillow.com, promo code Navarro, mypillow.com, promo code Navarro for all the great discounts, and check out and support Mike Lindell. Just delighted to have learned about Sherwood TV and to have them as a sponsor. One of the worst things about the Biden-Fauci regime has been this forced vaccination policy, plus the elimination of hydroxychloroquine as a possible treatment for the Chinese Communist Party virus. Check out Sherwood.tv. That's Dr. Sherwood. You don't have to worry about any vaccination pressures. Find out how Dr. Sherwood might help with your health needs in these very difficult times. So go to Sherwood.tv. That's Sherwood.tv. I've spent years as a macroeconomic forecaster, and there's a really strong relationship between inflation and using gold as a hedge. And gold can be a really important part of your portfolio. It's not for day traders. It's not something you get in and get out of. But if you want it as part of the anchor of your portfolio, go to bh-pm.com, Beverly Hills Precious Metal. They will help out in terms of your needs. It's a big choice you have to make. Do your homework. But if you want gold, bh-pm.com. It's a great place to go. I'd love to stay in touch with you. Go to peternavarro.com. That's peternavarro.com. Sign up for my newsletter, and you'll have a chance to get a free autographed copy of my book and a chance to meet me at General Flynn's Reawaken America Tour. That's peternavarro.com. We'll see you in virtual space.
This was sacred to God.
Now is the time to act.
This is exactly why I need some action for my people.
Hello, everybody. It's an honor to be with you.